Sports.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And ah, chew to you too. It's the chemtrail flu. It's hitting everybody hard, evidently, or lots of folks we know. We've been through our own variations of it, but on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don, you know this all so well. It is not caused by something the CDC claims to be a Paleolithic primitive kissing cousin to R2-D2. No, we deny that. So we're not flu deniers. We recognize that that is real.
Are you referring to H1N1 or
yes,
H5N9?
Or all of that. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All of the above.
8675309?
Yeah. That's right. We haven't heard about that flu in a while.
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yes.
Dude.
So, yes. Yeah, I mean, we're preaching to the choir.
Right.
And we're saying, yeah, you know what? This is not the reason why everybody's catching the flu.
No. We'll get into that. But I got to warn you, Super Don, because I got to take off early today. I mentioned this because I got to go pick up Liam. We're going to do a road trip south to be there in time for tomorrow's event with Jeffrey Smith, who, by the way, we have on today.
Yep.
Talking about some major GMO breakthroughs. How do we stop the mosquitoes? Is there a new breakfast cereal from a major manufacturer, not known for organics or anything, that has gone non-GMO verified? We got news on that.
What a cool trend we're seeing, right?
Yeah. And Jeffrey's always talks about the tipping point. And in fact, we may be at it or beyond it with this news. So get ready. That's going to be great.
All right.
Outside the Box Wednesday, TMB and SD.
And Super and me, I know. I'm a little nervous today.
Well, you have been dishing it out. Ty owes you something. You know, all of the, you've made
him
look.
I've been poking him with a sharp stick there for a few days.
Yeah,
here.
You put his face on Marilyn Monroe's body first, and now Richard Simmons in the video. Oh, my gosh. If you missed RS Bell Media Channel.
It's his fault, though.
Why?
Listen, he started it. He started it when he put my head on top of that bodybuilder Superman guy, you know,
right.
And I was wearing my, you know, and I was just like, I wonder if I can do that. And so I started messing around with my photo program.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
He didn't count on that. Super Don was going to be good in Photoshop there. So anyway, it's payback time. I don't know. I'm not going to predict, but something might be happening today. And there's going to be a TMB 180 if all works well, because I'll be on the road with Liam. But that's going to be exciting. Yeah, everybody tunes in to see what's going to happen next. You claim he started it. He might end up finishing it. We'll see. He's big, too.
We'll see. He's got maybe a little bit of a height and weight advantage on me, but
right.
We'll see.
So anyway, the super flu, the chemtrail flu, as we call it, it's a toxicological reality. But there's a stunning new report from a medical journalist reporter with all the credentials in the world covering it, and we're just kind of scratching our heads going, wait a second, what, you know, we could just take a vacation. We don't have to do this anymore. They're actually saying things we've been saying for 10 plus years on the air here, Super Don.
You know, I have joked for a long time that we have major job security because there's no shortage of things to say and talk about and things to contradict in the news.
Right.
But as I have said before, last year, one of the biggest things that impressed me was how there were so many news stories coming out claiming new discoveries of things that we have known for years about.
Right.
And here we are again today, hear across the news, NBC News, you know, one of the mainstream, lamestream news outlets out there, comes out and says something that I just, in a million years, I just never would have thought I would have seen in the news cycle.
Tell everybody what it is. Go ahead.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Cold and flu drugs that bring down fevers and help patients feel better could be helping the spread of influenza.
All right. Well, we're going to go on vacation. When we come back, we're retooling, and we're going to talk about aliens and alien flu.
Wait a minute. I had to look on here. Is this natural news or NBC news?
Right.
Let me look.
Cold
this is NBC News.
Cold and flu drugs that bring down fevers and help patients feel better could be helping to spread the influenza. This is a report from Tuesday. And you're right. It is stunning to see them acknowledge the things we've been talking about for years. That's why I'm saying we got to retool the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're only going to talk about aliens and
fart jokes.
And fart jokes and I don't know. We'll figure some other stuff out. Maybe talking about.
No, yo.
We could.
How short is Tina Turner's dress?
Maybe we could do, like a survey. A man, do you like to shop or do you like to go to strip clubs? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. How crazy would that be?
All right. Well, after Jeffrey's, we gotta do Jeffrey Smith right. But after that, we'll change the whole format of the show.
People are scratching their head, going, "What?"
Yeah. Well,
now, believe it or not, we are going to cover that story later in the hour.
But you sure? Okay,
yes,
I'm game. I'm going to be running out, so you'll have to deal with the blowback from the audience when we do that.
All right.
The study they published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B. I don't know what the Royal Society B is, and if there's an A or a C, but the B suggests that 1,000 more people may die from influenza in a typical year because of people taking over-the-counter cold and flu drugs that contain ibuprofen, acetaminophen, or other drugs. And then they go right back to work, school, or shopping.
Yes.
Interesting. Now, they're not saying, see, here's where we still have a little job security, because they're not saying don't take the medication. That's not the message. But what we are saying is don't take the medication!
See, here's the thing. In this paragraph here, there's this guy, David Earn. Who is David Earn?
And what is
David
he earn?
David Earn. Specializes in mathematics and disease, okay? And apparently, I guess, when they did this research...
I had the math flu every once in a while back in high school.
Yeah, I did too. I had the school, just the all-around school flu. But in the study, they call it controversial, of course.
Right.
It was done using mathematical calculations instead of measuring the actual spread of the disease. So, you know, this is how they came
to... So they are talking about the math flu.
Check it out. They says here... We're not saying don't take the medication, but be aware that if you take the medication, there is this effective increase in transmission. So wait a minute. We're not saying don't take it, but realize that if you take it, you're going to spread the disease.
We don't want you to we don't want you to not take it because we want you to spread the disease. I mean,
what other conclusion can you come to with that sentence?
Well, what do they call... the flu mist, but if not the flu virus in a nasal spray that is guaranteed to spread to all those who are immunocompromised for 28 days following it. And they want to keep you out of school or your kids out of school if they're not vaccinated. And the ones that are vaccinated are the ones that are spreading the disease.
We're not saying don't touch the hot stove, but if you touch the hot stove, you're going to burn yourself.
Yeah.
We're not saying don't touch it.
Well said. Now, they actually acknowledge things that, again, would be moments of duh for us, which we haven't done in a while, but they say, here's a quote, and this is, again, from the Earn guy, because fever can actually help lower the amount of virus in a sick person's body and reduce the chance of transmitting disease to others, taking drugs that reduce fever can increase transmission. We've discovered that this increase has significant effects when we scale up to the level of the whole population. So basically, those that are taking the OTC drugs, which, of course, the CDC says are just fine. And remember, before we were for Sanjay Gupta, we were against Sanjay Gupta because he took acetaminophen when he had the flu in Afghanistan a few years back, the numbnut that he was at that point. But we give him props for when he does good. And, of course, those are the things that they say, yes, you can talk about all you want. No problem. But if you dare say an herb can reduce the flu severity or duration, we're coming after you like we're tracking down Osama bin Laden, except in Osama's case, he was already dead, and they found him 10 years later, or his lookalike. I don't know. But in
that's
the case,
for another day.
That's for see, but that's the change in format we have to do
right.
now because of this
right.
happening. You know, right there, the CDC, boy oh boy, they recommend treating the fever. See?
Of course.
Is there any reason why we don't believe what the CDC says and we say to do the opposite? Because they say bringing down a fever will make the person feel better and help patients rest. Really? And then you'll prolong this edition of the flu, plus make yourself more communicable? CDC, Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. There you go. So what are we going to do for flu, Super Don? Of course, we know we love the silver hydrosol. I got to get you another care package bottle out because you just chug-a-lugged that one to get through your last thing.
I did, and boy, did it work.
Yeah, so we sent you the Argent 23. We'll get the Sovereign Silver out to you, whatever it takes.
Yep.
Also, the Beta-1-3D glucans from our good friends at Better Way Health, one of the greatest
I
ways.
Got,
I've been taking
got,
it all through the fall and winter months. You got your better? Yeah, you
got
it.
Beta-1-3D glucans.
Are you going to do a quick draw with Ty on TMB-180 today?
I just might have to, but I think I don't know how I can best the last one.
Oh no, I know. You were straining your fingers for that one. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing that because I'll be on the road. But you know what else do we do for the flu? I mean, the homeopathic flu remedies. King Bio has a multi-strain flu relief formula, and mm-hmm. we can do with homeopathy that which they can't do with over-the-counter prescription type meds to reduce fever. We can actually give you remedies like phosphorus. And they will actually reduce the fever safely if it's time to do that. It won't force the fever down, but it will facilitate the body overcoming the infection much more rapidly without weakening the body and without increasing transmissibility, unlike the OTC drugs. So you have tools, but they never tend to acknowledge those things in the lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted, Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion media. So that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show before we switch over to aliens and shopping and strip clubs.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's one thing that helped me a lot
mm-hmm.
that really, you know, it doesn't come in a pill bottle
right.
and it's not something. Water.
Yeah.
Water
yeah.
is like
yeah. huge.
Hydrate. You know, in battling a fever.
Hydrate.
Not just to keep yourself hydrated, but yeah. also when you're killing the bad guys. You got to get the bad guys out of the system.
Flush
otherwise,
them out.
They're
flush
just going to back up and cause something called a Herxheimer effect.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, one of the chapters in the book that Ty and I have written, it's
yep.
Unlock the Power to Heal. It's called Hex the Herx. And we'll go into that. But we're out of time. We got to take a break here.
Oh,
Super
fine.
Don, we got, guess who's ready to go? It is non-GMO.
Jeffrey Smith, non-GMO.
And then we'll be back to change the format up before I got to take off. And, of course, you get to hang out with Ty Bollinger, TMB, coming up after that. But right now, we can take a break. Jeffrey Smith will be back. We'll be previewing the event for tomorrow.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the event coming up. It's tomorrow already. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to see Jeffrey Smith in South Florida, Coconut Creek. We've got that information in the show notes. We'll let you know a little bit more about that. But right now, to give it straight from the non-GMO horse's mouth, it's Jeffrey Smith, my friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thank you. I've never been compared to a non-GMO horse, but I'm honored.
You know, the thing is, you can dance as anything. So we love you very much here. We miss you, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the event. We got to preview a little bit about what that's about. Also, there's some breaking news on the non-GMO verified front we'll get to as well. But first and foremost, how did this event come together? We're talking about one of my favorite, least favorite animals. Let me just say that, animals, if I can call insects, mosquitoes. If there's one thing I've asked God, I said, why did you make mosquitoes? But okay, we got to live with them, but why is man trying to monkey with them? Why are they trying to genetically modify a mosquito?
Well, there's a company, Oxitec, which really wants to make a fortune in the genetically engineered mosquito world. And the world was up in arms when they released genetically engineered mosquitoes in the Caymans a few years back and didn't really tell the population. So no real informed consent, no proper monitoring, no real effect, except they claim that it will help reduce dengue fever. They say they were going to release all male mosquitoes, which don't bite, and that they then mate with the native mosquito, which then gives rise to sterile offspring. So they claim that no one's going to get bitten by a genetically modified mosquito because it's just the males or the sterile offspring that just die out. However, every time they get, you know, asked a question, it turns out they shift a little and says, well, actually, 3% won't be sterile, they'll actually survive. And in the presence of tetracycline, it's 15%. And actually, it's not all males. there'll be some females released initially. But, don't worry about being bitten because, well, we haven't done the research, but we're sure you'll be fine. So you're going to hear in tomorrow's event some of the details of why we can't trust this company to create a new organism that will fly around forever.
Mm.
Because unfortunately, since it is a leaky technology and it's not 100% sterile organisms, they will give rise to next generations and next generations and next generations, and you will have a Frankenbug bequeathed on all future generations, not just in the Keys, but ultimately it can spread, because even though the flying range of mosquitoes may be small, they can end up in cars, trains, and planes, and it'll go around the world. In fact, they've already released the mosquitoes in the Cayman Islands and Malaysia and Brazil.
Oh, my gosh. Now, we're going to be hearing more about this. We've got a panel of experts lined up, thanks to Trish Sheldon of GMO Free Florida. This is happening tomorrow afternoon / evening, Thursday, January 23rd at Coconut Creek from 4 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. I'll be there broadcasting live this show tomorrow from 3 to 5 along with the event. We've got a panel of experts, including, of course, Jeffrey. It's going to be held at the Padilla Classical Academy, 2370 Hammock Boulevard in Coconut Creek, Florida. And it's going to be a great time to interface and ask questions, get some answers, and raise whatever you got to raise in there. Do we know if there are going to be some people from the legislature in Florida? I know that you've outreached and you've had some discussions with them as well.
I'm not sure who's coming, and I actually would rather not say, because everything I say is tracked and by our friends Monsanto and Big Brother Monsanto, and they like to try and interfere with any outreach we have to political people. So let's just say people will be there.
People will be there. Yes, people will come, and we are going to be there and broadcasting all around planet Earth with that. We've got other events as well that we'll be talking about, Jeffrey, that you'll be doing. Of course, if you've not seen the film Genetic Roulette, it's one of these things that is an establishing, you know, visual media to get people up to speed with what's been going on, if you're just now waking up to the danger, or at least the untested safety that seemingly does not exist. We covered also recently revelations about the Seralini rat study that was withdrawn from a publication, yet pretty much the same parameters around the original study with the same kind of rats for the same, a lot less time, but the same number of rats as well by Monsanto to prove safety. So there's so much controversy surrounding these issues.
Absolutely. And we're going to learn also tomorrow about an alternative technology that's natural, that doesn't require genetic engineering, that's safer. And also, when you think about releasing a genetically modified bug in a high tourist area, even if it doesn't cause a disease or problem, but someone thinks it does, you're actually risking...
Say bye-bye, Key West tourism, bye-bye. No, we don't want to say that. We got to take a break. We're going to be back with breaking news on the GMO or non-GMO front after this with Jeffrey Smith.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with Jeffrey Smith here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, previewing the event tomorrow in Coconut Creek, Florida on the GMO mosquito front. But there's even more. Maybe we can call it some good news. I like to temper, you know, these disastrous proclamations about these strange things that man does to man with the modification of genetics at that level through engineering. But there's movement on the non-GMO front, verifying certain products being GMO-free, and you have some breaking news on that today.
Yes, indeed. Grape nuts, post-grape nuts, non-GMO project verified in at least one of their versions of their cereal. This turns out to not be trivial. This is not trivial news. In fact, and I'll explain why, Robert, this is actually the most important window of opportunity for anti-GMO activism and movement in U.S. history. And I'll explain why. I mean, this is totally the this is the bomb, okay? Let me explain. We're talking about a mainstream, conventional brand, not necessarily ever sold in the health food space, declaring itself as non-GMO project verified. Now, this comes at a time where the natural product industry has been tipped. The tipping point has been achieved. Everyone in the natural food industry realizes that it's absolutely necessary to be not only non-GMO, but non-GMO project verified, or their competitors will steal market share who are non-GMO project verified. The president of Whole Foods in March last year said that when a product becomes verified, it increases sales by 15 to 30%. There's now more than 8,000 products in the pipeline waiting to be verified. Now, the tipping point is relevant. The tipping point turns out to be the most reliable and stable means to kick GMOs out, and we can look to Europe for that. So, Robert, you know that the European Commission is actually pro-GMO.
Yes,
but
yes.
But McDonald's over there doesn't use GMOs.
Well, I wasn't aware that McDonald's, of all corporations, would go, well, they're for it, but we're not going to use it.
McDonald's doesn't use it. Burger King doesn't use it. Nestle doesn't use it. Unilever. No one uses the GMOs over there except in animal feed. Why? Because of a tipping point in consumer rejection that happened back in April of 1999. 10 weeks earlier, a gag order was lifted on a Dr. Arpad Pusztai, who could finally talk about what he found out quite accidentally and surprising to himself, who was pro-GMO. He found out that GMOs were actually inherently dangerous. He was able to speak after his gag order was lifted, and hundreds of articles were written about GMO health in Europe. So in Europe, these food companies lined up one after the other and said, okay, no more GM ingredients. The tipping point of consumer rejection prevailed, and it continues to prevail in Europe. Same with bovine growth hormone in the United States. It's already been banned in Canada, Europe, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. And because we educated people about the health dangers and link to cancer of this genetically engineered hormone injected into dairy cows, it's been kicked out of Walmart's milk and Starbucks and Yoplait and Danone's yogurt and most American dairies. Again, a tipping point. So where does this come in now with grape nuts? You may have been aware that Cheerios declared itself as non-GMO a couple of weeks ago, but not non-GMO project verified. It was kind of a sort of a half attempt, basically designed to stave off a attack on their Facebook page. Had been going on and off for months with 40,000 posts. And so they were able to stop it by saying, okay, we have self-verified our product as non-GMO. We've written it on the side of the package. It's now out there. It's only on the original Cheerios. And I thought that was good. But it wasn't non-GMO project verified on the front of the package. They're actually to sell more product, and that's where grape nuts comes in. So now this is the test case being dangled in front of the noses of every single food manager in America that has a product that's sold in Walmart and Safeway and Kroger's, etc. If they see that grape nuts sales increases and the competitor's market share decreases simply because of the addition of non-GMO project verified, who out there wants to wait to be the second to announce in its product category that it's non-GMO project verified? It becomes an avalanche. It becomes the kind of avalanche we saw in Europe at the end of April in 1999, where within a week, virtually, the food industry shifted. Now, I don't think it's going to be within a week in this case. I think it's going to be companies doing a scrambling to investigate how quickly they can verify and substitute, and those that are heavily dependent on corn will take longer. But I do think we're going to see a tipping point if we can convey the right information to the right people over the next few months. So So this is absolutely the critical window we've been talking about, waiting for, and now we can announce it.
Well, we've known that industry is not one that necessarily, let's say, looks towards safety unless there's an immediate safety issue. You know, we talk about these long-term studies that they can have some form of plausible deniability. And I've seen this, I've covered this in the health arena with the vaccine issue for so many years, the denial. Also, the shills that are out there in media and network that will attack anybody who simply questions the science, if you will. Now, we recently covered the Cerellini withdrawal a number of times, in fact, on the air. You may have some things to add to it because you haven't been on since that happened. The basic overview, we said that the Monsantos that supported the initial 90-day study basically used the Sprague-Dawley rats as well as maybe about 10 of them, which is the same criticism they used for the Cerellini study, that he used the Sprague-Dawley rats and only 10 of them, although he went for 2 years instead of 90 days. Do you have any more information to fill in for those that are questioning why that study was pulled and not the original one?
Well, we know that the former Monsanto scientist was given a position, the new position created for him in that same peer-reviewed journal, Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology, and the position was the associate editor for biotechnology. As soon as he took that position, another study disappeared from the journal and reappeared somewhere else, which was critical of biotechnology because it showed that the BT toxin, which is produced in Monsanto's corn, is toxic to the blood of mice. So there was a lot of pressure. I think you've covered it. I think we know that the editor said that there was no fraud, that there was no errors. It's just that his conclusion was that the information was not conclusive enough. Another study came out recently showing that the same journal is applying a double standard because there's many studies that have the same level of conclusiveness that the Cerellini had, but were not retracted. So it was obviously a hatchet job. And they also have published over and over again the criteria for retraction, which does not include inconclusiveness because that actually would eliminate so many research studies. It's not a valid criteria for retraction. It's an excuse, and everyone knows it, and hundreds of scientists came out to condemn the journal, and there was a real black mark in science, as they described. But I think you're right that these food companies, they don't pay attention to that. So whereas the Cerellini study, which was very clear, showing multiple massive tumors, early death, and organ damage for the animals that were eating the Roundup Ready corn, or the Roundup Ready corn with Roundup, or just the Roundup without the corn, that was significant to us. So we want to avoid eating the Roundup Ready corn or feeding it to children, etc. And what's relevant to the food companies is how many people are avoiding GMOs. The good news is, according to Hartman Group, 39% of Americans now say they're avoiding eating GMOs, up 56% from 3 years ago in 2010 when it was 25%, which is up 56% from 3 years before that when it was 16% in 2007. The non-GMO labeled products increased sales by 26% in 2012, making it the fastest growing category of any products labeled with health or wellness claims. So these are all indicators for the food companies. And so they're watching it. I've heard one food company representative say, I think the consumers have reached a tipping point on the GMO issue. That was said a year and a half ago by one particular manager in the food company. If that becomes a popular sentiment, then it's bizarre. It's bizarre, Robert, that something as dangerous as GMOs that can affect everyone who eats and all living beings and all future generations because it changes the gene pool,
yes,
that it can be eliminated by something as ironic and weird as the sales volume of post-grape nuts.
A cereal product, right. Amazing. I mean, who knew? We used to make fun of post-grape nuts and the commercials associated with it before we ever heard of GMOs years ago.
Exactly.
And now to see that they might be that part of that, significant part of that tipping point. Now, Jeffrey, I am encouraged. Obviously, you've been at this for so many years, and we love and appreciate you dearly for all your efforts, and we want to see more people take part and support this. That's why this event is occurring tomorrow. We'll get you that information again, and it's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com as well. well. You know, when I go out, if I'm ever in a mass market grocery store, because we've seen the growth of the organic sections in these mainstream markets as well, I'll always make it a point to talk to the produce manager and the checkout clerks about GMOs. I'll bring it up. Now, considering the positive things that are happening, it's still astonishing to me how many in those areas, particularly the checkout counter people more than the grocery managers, don't know about GMOs. So if we're close or if we're passing that tipping point without them on board, I mean, all you got to do, everybody, if you happen to go into one of these stores that are not aware like a health food store and mention it, I mean, we'll be there so much quicker.
And I want to say this, that we are going to help tell people what specific actions are the most leveraged to make this tipping point happen. So go to responsibletechnology.org, sign up for our newsletter, and go to non-GMOshoppingguide.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, but also figure out how to avoid eating GMOs directly with more than 10,000 products verified. So if you could put that on your site as well, this is pretty critical because coordinated action is far more powerful. That's why Cheerios got rid of its GMOs, because of a coordinated Facebook campaign. So we have very specific plans to enact over the next few months to drive the tipping point and use this opportunity that we're facing. And so please stay in touch with us. Sign up for our newsletter. It's absolutely free. We'll keep you informed. There's certain times when a petition is important. There's certain times when a Facebook post is important. There are certain times when a donation becomes highly leveraged.
Yes.
There are certain key issues, and we would like to recruit as many people to make it as easy as possible.
Well, come and see Jeffrey Smith. Liam Sheff will be there emceeing part of the event as well. I'll be broadcasting live tomorrow, Coconut Creek, Florida. That's at the Padilla Classical Academy, 2370 Hammock Boulevard, Coconut Creek, Florida. All the links to Jeffrey Smith, the non-GMO shopping guide, responsibletechnology.org, are listed in the show notes today. Jeffrey, we're going to be seeing you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
I look forward to seeing you too again.
All right, back to wrap it up this hour after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thank you once again, Jeffrey Smith. See you tomorrow. And I'm almost out of here, Super Don. Are you ready for TMB?
I'm ready.
All right. You get ready. You get
ready, willing, and able.
Well, okay. You already know about the event tomorrow. This weekend, back in Orlando for the Vicasa Health Expo. We've got that linked up in the show notes today. And Paul Bertier will be there. You mentioned water, robertswater.com, the place to get the structured, microclustered water to increase detoxification, lose weight, and all that good stuff if you need to. And then Sunday morning, 10:15 now, I think, at the time they slotted me in. So early Sunday morning, come on down to Orlando at the Vicasa Health Expo, and we'll see you there. And I'll be broadcasting live at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3. So looking forward to that. Then more events coming up afterwards. We got February 22nd in Los Angeles. We'll get you more info on that. February 28th and March 1st in Atlanta with our good friends at Better Way Health. Major event with A.J. Lanigan. Of course, Ty Bollinger and I will be back together again, so it's going to be a hoot. We're going to have a good time. So keep plugged in at robertscottbell.com. Yeah. So what? Right. Now we.
Well, what are we
going to
do with the last couple of minutes?
Well, since the mainstream media is covering stories that we do now, like the fact that taking OTC drugs to reduce fever, not a good idea if you want to be well and not be transmissible. Right. We have to change formats now. So do you have a story, Super Don, that can fit to the new format of the Robert Scott Bell Show?
I think so. This from Reuters. Men enjoy shopping, but many don't like strip clubs.
What they did a poll on this and found that out?
This is a poll, yes. Oh,
okay.
This is a poll. It was released on Tuesday by Esquire magazine.
Is this a stripper poll?
Kind of cool magazine.
What kind of poll?
No. It's regular, poll of 1,000 men.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
right.
There's a joke in there somewhere too. But anyway,
about half of men in the United States. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here.
About half of men in the United States enjoy shopping for clothes. Many don't like going to strip clubs, and according to this poll, It is typical for males under the age of 44 to have sexted someone.
Well, the thing is, if you're over 44, you don't even know what that means.
That would be you, right?
Yeah, that'd be, because I don't, like, what is that? I'm guessing that's sending an explicit message by a text. You know,
when we were talking about this earlier, mm-hmm. I think you and I kind of disagreed a little bit on this, because said that you actually would prefer to go to a strip club than shop for clothes.
Well, let me.
So, if anybody's listening, Robert Scott Bell likes to go to strip clubs.
No, that's not what I said. Take it out of context.
Isn't that what you said?
No. Look, when I go shopping, I go catatonic. I just get overwhelmed. I look up at all the things, and I'm just overwhelmed. And if I'm going to be catatonic, why not do it at a place where there are naked ladies? Oh, no, now everybody's going to be upset with me. No, I'm just, listen.
Well, why would you be, really? You would be catatonic in a strip club?
You know,
here's where I stand on it. Okay.
Go ahead.
I kind of like to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
As far as strip clubs go, I've been to a few.
Yeah.
And it's just a waste of money, in my opinion.
Well, that's what shopping is, no?
Yeah,
no.
Well, see, I mean, even a strip club, you think you're shopping, but you're not. It's all window shopping.
Listen,
it costs more money, so, you know, do it?
I will admit, yes, I have been to one in my bachelor party. It's not like I've been a frequenter of it, and you've seen one, you've seen them all in a sense, right? And as a homeopath, I like to think of myself in those terms, that I can address these issues without it going to the place that people get offended. But at the same time, honestly, I'm not a good shopper. I do it so rarely, so rarely. I can count on one hand the times I've been in the last year. So for me, that's what I'm saying. I just as soon sit down and just kind of hang out than go out and shopping and then be overwhelmed by imagery that is trying to sell me stuff, because I'm not buying anything in a strip club. I mean, I'm just not. I don't even drink. So what are you going to do? It's going to be boring.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's an interesting poll. They go into some other things about how it's, normal for guys to cry.
Yes.
Using moisturizer is okay, and hair products.
I like that, you know, men can say, I love you. Right.
And that, too. It found that men believe it's normal to say, I love you. That they have cried in the past month.
Hey, Super Don.
Hmm.
I love you.
I love you, man.
I love my wife. Love my kids. But yeah, it's cool. Listen, hey, great new format. Let us know what you think. If you're offended, and we'll never listen again. Well,
there you go.
Don't call us. No, 866-939-BELL. Super Don. Ty Bollinger coming up next. I'm out of here. Going to get Liam. We'll be live from South Florida tomorrow with the non-GMO event. With taking out those mosquitoes. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate degree in biblical studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.